During the Cold War, the U.S. Atomic Energy Agency made plans to detonate nuclear bombs a few dozen miles from Point Hope. The idea was to make an Arctic deep draft port by harnessing wartime technology for civil engineering projects with strategic value. Strong opposition from Point Hope halted those plans, but not before secretive experiments were conducted. This summer, state and federal agencies are cleaning out what they hope are the last remnants from Project Chariot's legacy, even as residents of Point Hope say they still feel left out of the conversation about what happens on their land. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes reports.
On Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Energy brought a small group of reporters to see the Bare Bones camp where remediation work began in July.
We are Concept U Chariot. That's at Cape Thompson in return.
At the Cape Thompson site, a few tents are clustered behind rows of Connex trailers, backhoes and four-wheelers buzz about, and the workers, piling bags of dirt for removal, all carry either a shotgun or a sidearm for bear protection. Some have both. The operation is costing around $3 million, and the whole point is removing soil that was tainted with diesel when a series of test wells were dug in the early 60s. Mark Kautsky has overseen the Chariot site for the DOE's Office of Legacy Management and has been working on the site's cleanup since 2009.
And so it's important for us as an organization. It's important for me personally. And I want to make sure that the community understands that we take this seriously and that we want to do everything we can to right the wrongs that have been done over the years.
Kautsky says DOE's work isn't just about the environmental task of shipping out fuel-tinged soil, but rebuilding the trust relationship with the community of Point Hope. Although atomic bombs never went off, for decades the government was highly secretive about what did happen at Cape Thompson, and even what is known can seem troubling.
They were called scaling tests done with high explosives. I mean, that question about whether nuclear devices were ever brought to the site or not is one that we've looked into very closely. There was never the kind of equipment that would have been necessary to actually drill a hole that was the size that was required to put a nuclear device into. So, no, these weren't nuclear material that was shipped up here. These were conventional high explosives.
John Halverson monitors contaminated sites for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, which also looked into Chariot's records. He says the department's standards for cleaning up all known contaminants will be met this summer.
For the cleanup work, this should be the end of anything that's planned. There will still be some documentation as far as where the boreholes are located. There's been a lot of records reviews and a lot of work done to try and identify all the potential problems. And from information that's available, we think this will be the end of the cleanup work.
Agencies visited Point Hope in March to discuss plans for the season's work at Chariot, and they're heading back in a few weeks once the project's done. But leaders in Point Hope say this is just more of the same.
We don't want to hear it by word of mouth. We want to see. I don't know of anybody from our community working over there to watch just to make sure that this is happening.
Last year, Steve Umituk retired from a decade as mayor of Point Hope and doesn't believe the government has earned back enough trust to be believed at face value. He and others note that when it comes to Chariot, Point Hope has repeatedly been consulted late or after work took place, only to find out more for themselves later on. Jack Schaefer is the tribal president and current mayor in Point Hope. Since the early 90s, he's pored over records and classified documents trying to figure out for certain what happened at Chariot.
There's still 8 boxes that still needs to be declassified.
For Schaefer, the paper battles over declassification aren't just quibbles about the historical record. He wants to know if materials brought to the site can explain the elevated levels of stomach and throat cancer that killed many in Point Hope in the years after the Chariot experiments.
I was hoping that you would talk to some of those that were still alive that had witnessed some of the stuff, and I don't know if you've been able to do that. And we lost a lot of people, and so we don't have very many witnesses in regards to that.
And Umituk, who has spent most of his life whaling, says that if the community doesn't know or can't trust what the government did, then there's insecurity over whether subsistence foods are even safe.
We always believe that animals gave themselves to us. That made us who we are as a people, our identity, our food source, our clothing, our shelter. That Cape Thompson area is very vital to us.
Schaefer wasn't certain when exactly DOE was expected to arrive in Point Hope for their update, but believe certain steps have to be met for any of their claims to be credible.
I do hope that the trust relationship is mended and that there is more transparency and that we do get the complete set of declassification and deal with it on a government-to-government basis. And
there will probably always be disagreements over what exactly the coded and complicated troves of documents related to Project Chariot actually show. But for leaders in Point Hope to still not trust or be up to speed on what's going on now means Chariot's legacy isn't over yet. For KNOM in Point Hope and Cape Thompson, I'm Zachariah Hughes.